From the Fury Electric Studio, you're in the zone with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network. Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him!
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all. The Zone's weekly picks are presented by Arkansas Flag and Banner.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
Arkansas Flag and Banner has your hog hookup, from apparel to tailgating gear.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Come in and check out over 1,000 Razorback items. Get to Arkansas Flag and Banner off I-630 or online at flagandbanner.com. Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
Well, everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Yes, it's serious, but let's have a little fun with it as well. It's also a game that's meant to be enjoyed. You know, college football is fun, so let's have some fun.
Saturday. What's not fun about college football?
Where's that football song come from?
That's LL Cool J.
Oh, is it?
That was in the movie Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Goldie Hawn.
Okay. I knew it from somewhere. I just couldn't place it.
I'm embarrassed that I knew that. Pat Bradley and the Pigskin Preacher back in the Fury Electric Studio. Justin Akre coming to you from the Two Tree Hotel.
Now, didn't they show...
Double Tree, if you prefer.
Sorry, buddy, but didn't they show Goldie Hawn in her birthday suit coming out of the shower in that movie?
I don't recall that.
I didn't see all of it.
All of that scene?
All of the movie.
Okay.
All of the Goldie.
I don't remember what she was doing in that movie. I don't know if they lost the
game. Wasn't Wesley Snipes in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Like a young Wesley Snipes was in that. Yeah.
That's all I remember from
the running back.
But before he became Simon Phoenix.
Yes, he was awesome.
Yes.
What was it, Passenger 57?
Yes. He said, always bet on black.
Yes, that's right.
That's a great line.
And he said, always bet on black and never pay your taxes.
Pat said, always bet on the cracker from Boston.
Deuce, is 22 red or black on the roulette table? Does anybody know?
I'm not very good at gambling, so
I know.
I know it's not
green. You know what's funny is, last night was Thursday, right? And that casino across the street here in New Orleans is gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was open was a stupid roulette table, and I can't do it. I mean, I would rather put my money in a big pile in the middle of the casino and set it on fire.
That's basically what you're doing
you
when you do that.
You realize there are people who are convinced they know how to beat roulette. They're convinced it's not, like, just a random
thing. The only way
it works. Insane.
I'm telling
insane.
You.
The only way it works is if you actually have an unlimited amount of money. There's that old system about I'll double up every bet until I hit the right color.
Red. It's been red, red, red,
I
red.
I hate
red.
Roulette.
Gotta go
it's,
black.
It's mindless. I'd much rather play Words with Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Or craps.
Or football. I mean, you know, we generally have an idea of what's going to happen. Not always.
Do we?
Some weeks
last
more
week
than
we
others.
Did. Last week, 6-1.
Six and one.
Yeah. Pat was 6-1. You were 5-2.
That's good.
Pigskin and I are deadlocked in second place behind Pat, who's a full game ahead of us.
Game ahead of us.
Okay, he's two games up.
Big guy. Big guy.
This week, it is Florida, Georgia, our first pick this week among the many picks we will make. And how about this, guys? If I told you one team was 102nd in offense and the other was 18th, one team was 118th in passing and the other was 30th, and one team was averaging almost 10 points more than the other, wouldn't you like the team that I described second in all those scenarios?
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Georgia Bulldogs, guys. That's the Georgia Bulldogs. Not the Florida Gators I just described to you that has the advantage in those three key categories, but I would say that we can all agree that Florida has a distinct advantage on the defensive side of the ball across the board.
That's why they're winning. Their offense is really bad, though. Mm-hmm. And you know that's going to have to catch up to them at some point. Maybe not this week, but at some point.
You know, it's interesting, the sound that we have is mm-hmm. Will Muschamp talking about Georgia's running game. And Mark Richt talking about slowing down Florida. Let's hear from your boy Mark Richt first. As I cue up my bootin' bar.
Well, that's huge. And that's really the biggest, that might be the biggest story of the game besides, you know, who wins the turnover battle. You know, I think if they can comfortably stick to their game plan of pounding and grinding and taking the clock away and playing great specials and playing great defense, that's hard to beat, obviously. No one's been able to beat them yet. So we've got to find a way to try to slow that down.
You say slow down the special teams? Did he just say that?
I think he did.
I don't know how good that is.
Slow him down.
Will Muschamp on Georgia's running game.
Well, you know, both guys are really talented. You know, Gurley and Marshall both have top-end speed. Obviously, Todd's a little heavier in 6'1", 218, and Keith's a 5'11", about 215, 210. So, but both very talented guys do a nice job as far as the inside running game and getting the ball in the perimeter and have been very dangerous in every game they've played. They've broke runs. So I think it's a credit to, you know, what they've done with the offensive line. They've lost some good players last year, and they've done a good job of that.
Let me see that. I need to check the line. I didn't see what the line is, but I know
7 points. Florida's a 7-point favorite, and the over-under is 46, in case you're interested in such things.
Do you think that at some point Georgia just looks at themselves and says, hey, we got to rally. There's a rallying point. It's the biggest cocktail party in the world game. Let's do it.
Yes, I do think that's going to happen. I don't know that it's going to happen this week, but I hate picking Florida because they're so bad offensively, but then again, they play pretty good defense, so I don't know.
What animal has a harder time standing up on its hind legs, a bulldog or a gator?
That'd probably be a bulldog.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're kind of bad.
Okay. Pudgy?
Yeah. I mean, and if a bulldog stands up, does anybody notice?
No.
I don't know if the bulldog stands up this week anyway.
Well, I don't want to see what's underneath that bulldog, I've got to be honest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't need the bulldog. The bulldogs have been exposed. I mentioned that already.
Mm-hmm. I can't issues. Pick Georgia. I'm going to go with Florida. Not in my right mind, I can't.
I say that ditto, yes.
Georgia may be the home team, but the game is being played in Florida.
Yeah,
Florida.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Texas Tech and Kansas State is our next matchup, and Texas Tech and Kansas State have something in common. They both shut down West Virginia, which you would say, yeah, big deal, but nobody else has been able to do it except those two. Texas Tech comes into the game averaging over 360 yards passing, a much more dynamic, exciting, entertaining, and interesting offense. But certainly no more effective than Kansas State's has been. They are 14th in the country, are the Wildcats, in the run game, 233 per game. Pick your poison, because they're both real good defensively. And the line, by the way, Kansas State's by 7.5 on the road. Or no, they're at home, I'm sorry.
They're at home.
Yep.
I like Optimus Klein. I think Kansas State.
He has moved to the...
I don't know about him winning the Heisman. I think that might be a bit of a stretch. But, I mean, who else? I mean, there's not really anyone else out there.
When you look at what the Heisman criteria has been in terms of victories, RG3, Baylor had, three losses?
Right.
I think we talked about how that's probably been the most losses of a
Heisman
winner.
Oh, it's usually the best player on the best team. That's what it's morphed into. But
let's say Alabama continues to go. I know we're getting a little off topic. Alabama continues to win.
Alabama
get any look?
No, Alabama doesn't have a player this year that would be considered.
It's amazing. They could probably keep hand in championships and Heisman maybe to their running backs, but there's just too many of them.
Yeah. Nobody gets more than a dozen carries a game.
It's like he throws 3-4 at you, and they're just so fantastic.
This guy has 130 yards. This guy has 170 yards. This guy has 80 yards. I mean, you add it up, it's pretty impressive. But
I'm going to take Kansas State as well. What do you think? Kansas State's they impressed me with the ability to either grind it out or put up big numbers against West Virginia. And obviously West Virginia was giving that deep ball all day to Klein. I mean, he's just slinging it and throwing back. You think there's any chance Texas Tech can speed it up and get them into the kind of game they want?
Well, I see a 42-37 Kansas State win. I think they're going to score some points. It's not going to be like the West Virginia-Baylor type of points.
Right.
But it's going to be high tempo, a lot of offense, not as much defense.
Okay, so you're going Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Okay, I'm going to take Kansas State. Let's go to Oh, you there? Okay, buddy.
And the cracker pulls the shocker.
Ooh.
Oh, come on!
Texas Tech goes on the road and puts the kitty cat to sleep this week, boys.
That's awesome.
Because I'm taking a Red Raider with a shotgun versus a little purple kitty cat.
If you look at Tommy Tuberville's record, he steps up in big games. He gets his team ready for big games.
Beat Alabama for a few years.
Yeah.
Those were big games when he was at Auburn.
Isn't that why Who's the coach that was at Alabama who got fired? Had a great just right on the tip of my tongue.
Not Shula. Francione. Francione.
DuBose.
Mike Price.
I forget who it was.
Bear Bryant.
No.
Wallace Wade.
I'm out of Alabama. Out of Alabama coaches. Who else you got?
Here's Whitworth.
Anyway, I'll think of it after.
Mike Price, was it?
No, sir. No, sir.
No, he never coached a game, did he?
No, sir.
He just coached a strip.
Stallings?
Or two. Gene Stallings, I bet.
Wasn't Stallings.
What was
Curry, did Curry coach there?
Yeah.
Bill Curry.
Very briefly.
Yeah. Well, he actually had a pretty good run. He was like SEC coach of the year,
but he
couldn't
didn't beat
Auburn.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I
heard.
That was.
That did get him fired. Yeah. He was a Georgia Tech guy, which Alabama hated Georgia Tech back then. They couldn't forgive him for that.
Can you imagine now that? Now he's known as Gene Chizik.
Yes.
Because Gene Chizik's going to get fired. Well, actually, Gene Chizik's going to get fired because he can't beat anybody.
I think he's got another year. They're going to fire him this time next year.
I think they might fire him this year and then just tell him, hey, you can coach next season.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Texas Tech gets the win this week. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I love
it. Put it down in ink. Ohio State at Penn State. Penn State, one of the great surprises this year. And if you can't root for the school because of the history, you can certainly root for the kids who did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, they should have a loss, not two losses. They got, because they had their 24th string kicker in, they did not beat Virginia, but otherwise they would have. And they would be off to one of the most unbelievable starts we can imagine. So at home this week, and we can certainly all root for them this week, can't we, Pigskin?
Absolutely. Penn State all the way this week.
You think so? Braxton Miller's iffy, but he says he'll play.
I watched Ohio State last week, and they were dead in the water. If Danny Hope at Purdue hadn't been so gutless and he would have finished them, they would have won that game. He absolutely pulled a Lloyd Carr and snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Took the foot off the accelerator, and it cost them in overtime. But
they blew it in regulation because they gave up a way late score.
They had them, though. They were leading by eight. He didn't even try to move the ball. If he picks up a first down or two, Ohio State doesn't even get the ball back. Probably just one.
To win
That's what you do.
Right?
As much as I despise Michigan State and their coach, what they did against Michigan last week was pretty interesting. He tried to pick up a first down with about 2 minutes left, a minute and a half left, knowing if we get the first down, they never get the ball back. But they throw an incomplete pass, we get the ball back, we go down, kick the field goal, and win. But you can't fault somebody for playing to win. That's what he did. And this week, I think Penn State has a whiteout. I think they go crazy. I think Ohio State is flawed defensively. I think McGloin is really blossoming under the tutelage of O'Brien and the whole NFL pro set. I think Penn State pulls the upset. I do.
There is no line on this game. It's an even game.
No, there you go.
The over-under is 50.
Ohio State's doing it with smoke and mirrors. They're not that good. They really
aren't. Pigskin.
Yes.
McGloin, 1788 through the air, 62.5%, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
He's played well. He really has.
If Miller's not 100%, they got no chance. I'm with you. I'll take the home team.
Penn State.
Pat, you going to go with your boy Braxton Miller? You love that kid.
He's supposed to play.
Pat loves that kid.
But someone's going to pick him up and throw him on his head again, and then he'll be in trouble. So
you going blue state, red state? What's it going to be?
I'm probably, as much as I want to pick Penn State. I don't like Ohio State, and I really have never been a big fan of Penn State. I'm just going to go Ohio State. Want to know why? Just be different than you guys.
Hey, you're in first place. To the victor goes the spoils.
Yeah, I can push you guys around.
You can.
I got all the chips.
Yes. You do have the chips.
The guy in last goes with stupid picks to try to catch up. Michigan's at Nebraska this week in a battle of one top 25 team and a Nebraska team that is quietly 5-2 and 2-1 in Big Ten play. Pigskin, give me some Big Ten insight.
Well, we killed Nebraska last year 45-17, but that was at home. This game is at Lincoln. The Michigan offense is absolutely sputtering, mostly because the offensive coordinator, Al Borges, is doing his best Fred Flintstone impersonation. Mm. We won't throw the ball. We won't run any gadget plays. We won't stretch the field. He is more predictable than Lloyd Carr was. I think we go into Lincoln. I think Nebraska's fired up. It's a night game. I think Taylor Martinez probably bust a couple of plays. I think it's a low-scoring game, and Nebraska pulls out the win.
You know, the complaints you have about Robinson, Martinez has probably taken some of that criticism as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken all sorts of criticism from his head coach who loves to yell at people. But 67%, 15 touchdowns, 4 picks.
he's had a pretty good year, and we all know how great a running threat he is. I like Nebraska at home as well, and frankly, I'm not sure if they were at Michigan, I wouldn't like Nebraska also.
I think we would win at Michigan. I just don't think we're going to go on the road and win that game. I think Nebraska wins.
Mark me down for the Huskers.
Now I want to go on. I want to go on Wolverine Island, but I won't.
Don't do it.
All right. Well, Pat, we've already got you inked in for Notre Dame through 2027. They play at Oklahoma this week, their best test to date.
I'm going to shock you, big guy. I'm going Oklahoma. I don't think ND's offense is – it's just so sporadic.
It's really awful.
You know,
it is. Good defense. You got to love Teau, great football player. Eifert's a good player. Oklahoma, if they slow Oklahoma down, Oklahoma's going to score 28-30 points. I don't see Notre Dame capable of putting 28 points up on the board. I just don't.
No chance, unless they score three touchdowns on defense.
unless the defense forces some turnovers and gets some points, they can't win this game.
How's that Oklahoma's running attack?
It's okay. It's not as good as it's been in years past, but they got Finch and a couple of guys that can still move it on the ground.
Notre Dame's defense has shown
the defense is good.
The ability to get opportunity, big time interceptions when they need them. Here's what Oklahoma
does, though, that other teams did not do. Michigan didn't do it when we got beat 13-6. You've got to throw the ball and stretch the field. Notre Dame can be had deep in the secondary. Oklahoma throws the deep ball about as well as anybody in the country. Yeah. They'll hit a couple of long touchdowns and beat Notre Dame.
They're averaging like 500 yards of offense a game. It's hard to pick against them.
They're home.
I mean, they're an 11.5-point favorite. There's no way I can go against Oklahoma.
Plus, they're really upset because 55 years ago, they had their 47-game winning streak broken by Notre Dame. So they're getting revenge on something that happened six decades ago, basically.
Notre Dame has won 8 of 9 all-time meetings, including the only matchup since 1968 during Stoops' first season with the Sooners in 99. The Irish last visited Norman in 1966, winning 38-0 en route to a national title. There you go.
There's a funny story about that game. I was living in Oklahoma then, and a friend of mine at church went over to South Bend for the game, and he was telling me this kind of on himself. He was on campus looking for the football stadium. Couldn't quite find it. You know, he was from Oklahoma. So he goes up to one of the guys in the Notre Dame band. Have you seen the costumes these guys wear? They have the Scottish kilts.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
I mean, it's really, really ornamented. So he looks at the guy and says, "Excuse me, are you in the band?" The guy looks at him and says, "Am I in the band?" You know, kind of points like, "What, right, are you, dumb or something?" But, yes, that's this week Oklahoma finds out who's in the band,
yeah, right,
but it doesn't matter. They win.
Okay.
Mississippi
State is at Bama this week. We have got to play the spread here. 24 points, 24 big points Mississippi State gets. And it's like Dan Mullen said, I don't bet on games, so it doesn't matter to me. But if you want to spot me 24 on the scoreboard, we'll take it.
You want to hear your boy Nick Saban, what he has to say?
Nick Saban said, we're not giving him 24 points on the scoreboard, period.
Actually, how about you want to hear? Wait, you didn't say yes or no. Do you want to hear what Nick Saban
said? Why don't you just tell me what Nick Saban says?
Well, I think it is his best team, but I think they've gotten, each year, they've gotten better and better and better. And I think it's an indication of the great job that he's done program-wise there in terms of, you know, establishing intangibles that you need to have everybody in the organization improve personally, academically, and athletically. And they've done a good job of recruiting, and they're a very, very good team.
I just keep waiting for him to go, does anybody have a glass of water? I'm pretty thirsty. My throat is so dry. Alabama giving up 8.3 points a game. They're just mean. And, by the way, Mississippi State not shabby, 14.4 a game. But you know what? Mississippi State has it. Alabama doesn't. They've already played Auburn. So, of course, their numbers are a little bit jaded. I'm going to go Alabama all the way. I like them by 32, and the final score will be 32-0, or maybe 35-3.
Well, listen, you haven't heard Dan Mullen and how motivated he may be able to get you into squad.
Fine, Dan. Talk me into it, Dan.
Maybe the winner of this game's in first place in the SEC West. And we haven't been in that position before, and that's something we wanted to build on. We want the opportunity to compete for SEC West championships. And and here we are in our fourth year. We've put ourselves in position. There's obviously, this is the halfway point of our conference schedule. But if we're in first place at the halfway point after this weekend, we're going to feel pretty good. And, I'm going to be ready for, as this league goes, be ready for a bunch more challenging games down the stretch.
So, did he convince? Huh?
He convinced me that he's going to lose 38-2.
Deal. I'll take Bama.
Okay. I got Bama, too.
Guess Acree doesn't want to have any input on that.
Yeah, he already said he had Bama.
Oh, he already said
he had Bama by 35, I think it was.
Okay,
35. Or 32, something.
Well, he's got the list of which picks to
Can
get.
Can you hear me?
So
yeah,
lost.
We got it.
Hey,
got
buddy.
You.
It's good to hear your voice.
I was going
to
tell you guys, Russell from Mississippi State, he's thrown 15 touchdowns, one pick, and that looks awesome until you look down. And
haven't played anybody.
McCarron's thrown 16 touchdowns and no picks. Well, that's no fair.
Well,
poor Mississippi State.
It's not about fair, brother. One of these days, UNICEF will get into the football business. But right now, it's Nick Saban in Alabama.
Okay. Arkansas Ole Miss, guys. No sound on this one. Ole Miss is a 6-point underdog.
And we're picking this straight up, aren't we? No points?
Yeah, straight up. No points.
No points.
No points. I think most people would think it's probably should be a lot closer in the spread than 6. Would you agree or no?
I think 6 is probably about right. Arkansas is getting that because they're at home. If they were in Oxford, it would be 6 for Ole Miss. So
good point. So you're going with whom?
I like the Hogs.
Okay.
I think the Hogs are playing a little bit better football. I think Ole Miss has been really well coached. I think the talent level is still down. I think the Hogs are slightly more talented, and I think the home team pulls out a close one.
I'm going to go with the Hogs because I'm going to take this opportunity to confidently pick a victory by the Hogs in an SEC game. We won't be able to do this in another SEC game.
Not unless you can get Tulsa moved to the SEC.
No, can't do that because as it's going now, unless we see some real big-time weaknesses in Mississippi State.
No, you're not beating South Carolina, beating LSU.
So let's bask in this glory right now, Pigskin.
I'm basking.
All right, I'm with you. Before we take the break, we're about right there. Let's let's go to the phones, take a couple of calls. Daryl from Little Rock, what's going on, buddy? You're in the zone.
Hey, Pat. You said that three losses is basically the cutoff point for a Heisman Trophy championship, but do you remember how many Tim Tebow had the year that they stole it from Darryl McFadden?
I think three, didn't they?
Was it three?
They had four.
Did he really have four? What we were saying four. Was typically
but, it's but the fourth was after he had already won the Heisman in the bowl, game. That's when Michigan beat him.
You just don't see it a lot. With,
he only had three going into that.
Hey, back when the Heisman was given to the best athlete, I think Paul Hornung for
losing
Notre
team.
Dame,
yes,
had like a 2-9 record or something like that the year he won it.
But, and you know what was doubly worse about Hornung winning, which he only won because he was playing for Notre Dame. They gave it to him over Jim Brown at Syracuse.
The great lacrosse player?
Yeah, I think color might have had something to do with that, unfortunately. Jim
Brown
those orange
was uniforms
slightly
suck.
Better. And he was discriminated against because he was wearing orange.
Yes, he was.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Home field advantage, I bet college football way too much. And home field advantage usually worth 3 points. So if this was at Ole Miss, the line would be even. Have a good one, guys.
See you, ma'am.
Thanks, brother.
And that's why I like can you hear me now?
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome back.
We knew you had the Hogs. We never doubted you.
If we were picking the line, I would not be taking the Hogs. Sorry. I like Arkansas by 3. I don't
Some of us citizens are behind you all the way, officer.
that was Nick Nolte.
I like that.
That was 48 hours. I like
you
that.
You need to
Very
mess
good.
Your hair up a little bit, though, if you're going to do Nolte.
We need to do things that are slower than Princefield are going from first to home, and I've got a few really good ones on here, so we'll take a timeout and get back to that, unless you want to take this other call, and then we can
let's get this call quick, Justin. We'll hit that break, and we'll come back with a little NBA and some more of that ticket stuff. Big news in the NBA. That's why I want to talk about it.
I didn't know. Okay. Steve?
Hey, Pat.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to check. You were talking about the coach for Alabama. Was it Shuler you were trying to?
Curry. Georgia State coach. Okay. Well, I guess he's – did he just get fired from Georgia State?
I don't think you can get fired.
I think he voluntarily quit under the cover of darkness.
Whatever happened to Shuler?
Shuler is a couple steaks somewhere.
He's bussing tables at his dad's steakhouse.
we need more paprika. I think he's an assistant somewhere.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. You go from Alabama to an assistant. I don't know.
But you know what I know for sure is it.
Hogs are going to win, and you know they are. I think we're going to blow them out. I think we're going to come out with a lot of energy. I don't know. I just have a feeling that in the last few weeks, they're getting stronger. They're figuring some things out, and I think we're gonna at least beat them by 21 points.
Well, you know, our good friend the Hurricane is in studio, and he said he has it word on the street that there are 7 busloads full of people coming from Jonesboro to the game just for the purpose of rooting against Hugh Freeze.
I love that.
I thought that seemed kind of interesting.
Finally, Arkansas and Arkansas State can come together.
Coming together as one. That's right.
Exactly.
Steve, thanks for the call. And let me tell you what Arkansas figured out the last 2 weeks. They figured out that it's a lot easier to beat Kentucky and Auburn than it is to beat Alabama. Mike Shula, in case you guys are interested, is now the quarterback's coach for the Carolina Panthers. This poor dude can't catch a break.
Yeah, and they're having quarterback problems, apparently, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking. Is there anybody you'd rather not be than Mike Shula having to go to work and try to mold the always talkative Cam Newton?
Well, you know, nepotism can get you a job, but it can't keep you in a job. That's the thing. You got to actually produce it. One point or other. So.
Yeah, apparently Shula never tipped off his quarterback to be quiet in the post-game press conference about the bad offensive coordination and his teammates. But
true.
Nevertheless.
Empathy. We'll talk about that in a break.
Yeah.
Hey, go get that sandwich at Mother's with debris on it.
I love debris.
Debris is very underrated.
All kinds of roast beef. Somebody blew up a roast beef back there because there's debris everywhere. I do want to say about Jones Brothers pool tables. Regular price, $29.95 for $22.95. Yes, please. An A.E. Schmidt Tierra pool table. Pigskin, I think we need one of these at the church house.
Just no gambling over the games of billiards, and then we could do it.
There's no gambling at Bushwood or the Pleasant Valley Church of Christ. Absolutely not. But you know what? Pool tables are lots of fun for the whole family, and that's a gift that keeps on giving. You can choose your cloth color. If you were to choose cloth color, what would you choose?
Red is pretty good, but, you know, green's hard to beat, too, so...
Full equipment package, local delivery, and install all for that $22.95 price. That is a deal. And see, I know you're trying to get more people at the Life Center. That's another good way to do it. You get some people who
a good billiards table would bring people into the church. I do agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. Funny enough, I heard Jim Croce's "You Don't Mess Around with Jim" on the way down here. It made me think of that. So, anyway, Jones Brothers, they've been around since 1924. And James was in the studio recently. We were talking about all the cool stuff they do. And it's not just about that. Shuffleboard, table tennis, foosball. They've got dart boards and all the equipment for that as well. I'm kind of a dart guy myself. Pub tables and bar stools, maybe don't want those for the church. But car tables and chairs, all kinds of cool stuff at Jones Brothers Pool Tables in North Little Rock, right down from Dickie Stevens Park. Go see him. 309 West Broadway in North Little Rock, 501-372-0168. Or you can follow them on Facebook and check out their website, jonesbrospooltables.com. But you got to go in there and see their unbelievable selection. It is quite remarkable. And, again, these are the guys that the pros use. And if you're just an amateur like me, great to use them as well.
Big guy?
Take a timeout. Yep.
Big news out of the NBA.
I heard.
Big news. You heard. What's coming up?
Yes.
After this home.